In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion about composer Igor Stravinsky.
Yehuda Hanani, we've been talking about Stravinsky. I find him fascinating. But I wanted to ask you specifically about his development and the Rite of Spring.
We are back with Igor Stravinsky. Egg-shaped head, bulging eyes, sensual mouth, dandy-like dress, and his lethal sense of humor. This enigmatic figure, always hiding behind his masks, behind riddles, like his Pulcinella, and always reinventing himself in an unpredictable way. We heard already a bit from The Rite of Spring, which created a huge scandal in Paris. The impetus for writing it was a dream Stravinsky had in 1910 of a young girl dancing herself to death. Just like Bela Bartok, he started collecting and researching folklore, Slavic folklore, relating to ancient rituals. And he on purpose preferred rural areas where paganism held on longer. So this piece is an amazing fusion of primitive and modern sounds, irregular repetitions, asymmetric material, and rhythm enough to drive you into a frenzy. Debussy called it black music, even though Stravinsky was not familiar with African sounds. It seems that at the bottom of all folk music, the basis of all folk music is founded on mesmerizing rhythms. Professor Jung probably would have something to say about it, about the collective unconscious of all humankind. What Stravinsky did with sounds resembles very much what Picasso and Braque did with paint. He took the melodies that he found, took them apart, broke them into motivic bits, and then reassembled them, piled them up into a cubistic collage, cubism in music. The idea of a female sacrifice was really Stravinsky's own, because no pagan society, with the exception of the Aztecs, engaged in the sacrifice of young girls. What happens here is that he's giving voice not to ancient instincts, but unfortunately to the West at the time of this composition. This is 1910, which has become more bloodthirsty and was reverting to violence and barbarism. There were pogroms in Russia, lynching of young black men in America, and Parisians were cheering the anti-Semitic campaign against a Jewish patriot named Alfred Dreyfus. So the work is a reflection of modern sounds in the Rite of Spring, modern urban city, industrial sounds, whistles, pumping pistons, crowds stamping. It really describes a modern society, sophisticated city, in a state of regression. Let's remember that the premiere takes place in 1913, and it is followed, of course, by the outbreak of World War I, 1914.
Thank you.
was the Augurs of Spring from Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, Michael Tilson Thomas conducting the San Francisco Symphony. Before that, Alan Shartok spoke with cellist Yehuda Hanani. They'll continue their conversation about Igor Stravinsky in our next Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.